Welcome to this edition of Under Review, where we get to learn about your Bills players a little better. I'm Alexandra Vitale. Right now, I'm joined by linebacker of the Buffalo Bills, Keith Rivers. Keith, thanks for being with us today. Talk to me a little bit about how excited you are just to get back in the swing of football again.
It's very exciting to get back in the swing of things. You know, it's great having an off season, but around this time, you start to get a little anxious to get back on the field and, you know, get back with the guys.
Now, you're coming to the Bills after just signing a two-year deal with Buffalo now. Talk a little bit about what you're looking forward to most as far as what you're going to be bringing to this team and, you know, why you're excited to be part of the Buffalo Bills organization.
I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity. It's a wonderful team. I mean, this D-line is probably one of the best in the NFL, and it's exciting to get to play behind them and then play with some guys like Kiko Alonso and Brandon Spikes and Nigel and Ty Powell and Nathan. So I'm very excited to be out here.
Now, the draft is right around the corner. Kind of talk to me about 2008 when you were drafted by the Bengals. You know, what kind of thoughts were going through your mind? Sort of relive it for me a little bit.
2008, getting drafted. It seems like many moons ago now. But it was an exciting time. I went back home to Florida and watched with my family and a few friends. And, just waited by the phone. I think a buddy of mine, Lofotutupu, called. And I was like, dude, why are you playing around with the phones? He's like, dude, you're not getting drafted as the fifth pick. So, it's a great time. It's an exciting time. You get a chance to go to a city you've probably never been to and, you know, get to live your dream.
And what's the best advice you can give guys right now that are going through that? If there's one thing you could tell these guys if they're watching.
Just relax and enjoy it. At this point, you've done everything you can do now. You just got to let the chips fall where they lay.
Now, talking about your days at Southern Cal, and obviously football is a top priority for you, but I understand you got into the arts, contemporary art to be specific. Was it a class, or what? Was it your friends? What made you get into that?
You know, it's kind of the thing that, you know, a girl got me into it, actually.
So it's like,
so it always happens like that. And then a friend of mine's an art dealer, and, you know, so I just been, ever since, I've just been into art. And I heard there's a great museum here in Buffalo, actually, so I'm excited to check it out once I find a place to live.
Now, I know you're new to the team, but is there any certain group of guys that you think would like to pick up contemporary art with you? And if you need to think about it, I can ask in a few weeks if there's somebody else.
I'd probably have to think about it, but, you know, I've been here for a few days, so I haven't got a chance to meet people, but I don't know, it's a great deal. Look at the auction results. It'll definitely curb your opinion on art.
Thank you so very much, and we look forward to talking to you later in the season.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Under Review. We'll see you next time.